Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And today our guest is Jim Seeger, who is VP of Sales with GE Money. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, I'm doing great, Kemp.
Well, thanks for being with us. I've been real curious about exactly what's been going on in the credit market as it relates to this industry. We all know from a macro view, when people start talking about the economy, they talk about the housing market, they talk about the clampdown on credit. And I've really wondered, down there where the rubber meets the road, what's going on? And give me kind of a flavor. Talk about the changes we've seen in the last 6 to 8 months when it comes to offering consumers credit so that they can perhaps buy more flooring.
No problem. Well, the reality is this. The world as we know it today has changed. The downturn of the economy driven specifically by the housing market has had a domino effect, and it has impacted the way lenders approach lending money to customers to make flooring purchases. GE, we've been making the appropriate adjustments as we move through this very challenging credit cycle to make certain that we continue to maintain the integrity of being responsible lenders. GE has always taken that approach in how we take care of our customers.
One of the things we do know is that if a consumer walks into a flooring store and is able to get credit, the size of their ticket is likely to increase, I think, substantially, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
What are the stats around that?
Well, what we see compared to Visa, MasterCard, or cash transactions, a financed program can be, the average ticket could be three times what they would normally see with a Visa, MasterCard tender or cash transaction.
So now that we're into this situation in the economy here, we're all aware of it, what is the ratio of people who apply for and then are approved? Has there been a big change in that?
Well, clearly as consumers' financial condition changes, we obviously have to change our appetite and how we lend money and how deep we would buy. Traditionally, and again, it varies across the industry, but of course we're not able to lend money at the levels that we were over the last 7 years, and that's a byproduct of the economy. When you start to see sharp increases in unemployment rates, unemployment rate right now I believe is running at 8.6%. The forecast is into the double digits. We have to make the necessary underwriting adjustments to accommodate for that. Obviously, we got to make certain that we, like I said earlier, we want to maintain the way that we lend money. We want to lend money to individuals that, one, need it, and two, can afford it.
Mm-hmm. Well, are there any, and I'm not just talking about through your company, but just overall when you start talking about consumer credit, are there any statistics around, used to be that 80% of all applications were approved, and now it's, 60% because of the tightening of what we have to look at? Is there anything, any stat like that?
Yeah, Kemp, I don't have any data like that in front of me. Obviously, there has been some reduction in approval rates, primarily because people's credit quality has changed. I don't have anything that would tie back to a specific number.
And that's happened because, A, there's a higher risk of somebody becoming unemployed. B, their level of backup assets, like the value of their home and things like that, have declined. Is that primarily?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head. One of our primary elements that we use to make underwriting changes are obviously people's net worth, but also how we forecast unemployment rates. So with the volatility associated with unemployment rates, obviously we that drives a lot of people's ability to repay. And also, people were leveraging a lot of the equity that they had inside of their homes to help them from a cash flow perspective. And in some cases, it propped up their credit score. Now, as a result of the downturn in the housing market, people don't have the equity that they had in their homes before. And as a result, they've run into some trouble meeting their obligations, and as a result, it lowers their credit score and subsequently would impact their ability to get approved.
Yeah. Now, there's been some technology changes, as I alluded to a little while ago, where a consumer can actually walk up to a kiosk in a flooring store, in many of these flooring stores, and without the help of anybody, actually apply themselves for credit. You offer that service, don't you?
Absolutely. We have a relationship with a third-party vendor that we offer to our retail partners if they're interested in taking advantage of a kiosk solution for us. It's a great tool for retailers for a couple reasons. One, it frees them up to continue to sell product to other customers while the customer is going through the credit process, but it's also a nice benefit for a potential customer. In some cases, people are very uncomfortable, and rightfully so, giving their Social Security number to a perfect stranger.
Right.
Whereas in a kiosk environment, they can facilitate that completely alone.
And it also insulates them from potential turndown. I mean, insulates the dealer from having to turn somebody down.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's a potential, it eliminates the potential embarrassment of getting turned down at the point of sale.
Right, exactly. All right, and as we look at the providers of consumer credit, we're looking at you guys, certainly a leader, GE, and then there's, I guess, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and American General. And you guys have been in the business for, I guess, you're one of the longer.
Yeah, Kemp, we've been in sales finance, big-ticket finance for 70-plus years, going all the way back to our consumer electronics appliance business, GE Appliance, which has been around for many, many years. That's where we really started. I mean, consumer finance, sales finance business is what we do. We've been very successful in this arena. We lend across many different industries, including flooring, but obviously as well furniture, jewelry, consumer electronics. So we've been in this space for many, many years.
Mm-hmm. And what separates you from the rest of the guys?
I think what separates us is a couple things. One, speed and simplicity. One thing that we pride ourselves in is the ability to go to the marketplace with a really simple product, easy to use, and a great customer experience. I think the other thing, too, is a sense of security. Doing business with General Electric, GE is such a tremendous brand, and the experience that we have, like I was mentioning earlier, definitely differentiates us.
Well, I understand that of the four providers, that actually at least one is talking about stepping out and no longer offering these services. Is GE going to continue to provide services? What's y'all's position there?
Well, we, GE Money, we love this space. Like I've said, we've been in it for 70-plus years. We're making significant investments in this space to try to support those elements I talked about earlier with the speed and simplicity. We're going to be releasing a new product here over the next 60 days. It's called Business Center, and it's a complete online solution for our retail partners that gives them a whole host of products that they can use to help them manage their business. You know, our intentions are to stay in this space indefinitely. It's a great business. We have a tremendous business model, and we've built such a great customer base that has been doing business with us for years.
So you guys want to stand tall and become and maintain your leadership in this area?
Absolutely. I mean, we're a first choice, first class organization, and our expectation is that we're going to continue to do that going forward.
Well, I hope you continue to do well. I happen to own some GE stock. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, let me ask you one last question. If sure. There's some retailers that are listening and they're interested in finding out more about the programs you offer, what's the best way to find out some information about that?
They could go out to our website. It's gemoney.com.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole host of information that you can get. If you're interested in enrolling with GE Money, it's a very user-friendly site that can give you access to all the information you would need to make the decision of your provider of choice.
And actually, the fact that, I mean, your position as VP of sales, you focus only on the flooring industry. So, I mean, you guys have segmented the different categories in the business. So if they want to deal specifically with information around the flooring industry, that they can get a hold of you, right?
Yeah, and that's the way we're structured. I mean, we've organized ourselves with industry-specific individuals so that we can go very, very deep in the industry and build strong relationships so we can help our retail partners grow, especially in this challenging economic climate we're in right now.
All right. Well, Jim, I appreciate you talking to us. I've been talking to Jim Seeger. He's VP of Sales for the flooring industry for GE Money, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.